Free Fuel. 97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay.
It's Christmas.
Stuff.
See you
it
later.
Is, pretty much. And here's how it breaks down into three parts. Double demerits are on.
Yes, they started at midnight, didn't they?
They did, till January 6th.
Wowee, okay.
So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas markets, if you need a little bit of maybe handmade gift action last minute.
Who doesn't?
Wow.
At Christmas time, a little handmade gift is perfect.
It's on at Manjar Square tomorrow. If your details about that, coastlive.com.au. And we are now 4 days from Christmas, people.
Wow, that's just reminded me. I think we have about 10 chocolates to eat in our advent calendar.
Have you not been keeping up?
No, well, the deal is, if Jack doesn't eat them, I get them the next day. And he hasn't done that.
But who doesn't eat them? Like, what's wrong with him?
I don't know. Jack, what's wrong with you?
Clearly, eat the chocolates, man.
No, I don't, because then I get them.
Delicious. You people are weird. And
a few days till Christmas.
All of that. And wouldn't it be nice if you won some cash?
Oh,
we've been giving you a chance. $1,000. Seashells Mandurah.
That'd be gone like that if I got that.
That's already gone like that once or twice, I reckon, in the Christmas shopping period. But anyway, we're going to find somebody who's entered and is in the running for the $1,000. In fact, we've already done that. I'm dialing them as we speak. I'm very clumsy to try to do it. So let's hope. Genevieve?
Yeah?
Hello. Hi, it's Nikki and DeMello calling from Coast FM. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad. Did we wake you up?
Yes.
Okay.
We're very sorry about that.
Sorry about that, but it's for a good cause.
Yeah, I think you might want to hear about this, though, even though you've just woken up.
You know how you entered for the code word cash competition we were doing?
I did, yes.
Do you remember what the code word was that you used?
There was Mary and there was one other one.
Oh.
Okay, so you entered a couple of times.
Good.
Right, well, that has just scored you $1,000 cash. Congratulations, Genevieve!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
No, we are not!
No, thank you.
Oh, where's the radio?
This is my son, Dennis. Yeah, this is the people on the radio, mate.
Hey.
FM, sorry.
Mum's it's just won $1,000. What do you want?
I'd like a massage. That's what I would like.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
First thing, they do a few of them at Mandurah Forum, so there's a few places you could sort that out.
And you could get quite a few for $1,000,
I reckon. You might. So have you done all your Christmas shoppings, or is this kind of...
I haven't. I've been sick for the last 2 weeks with a really bad flu,
Thank
you so much.
No worries. That's all thanks to Seashells Mandurah. $1,000 cash coming your way, Genevieve.
Wow.
Well done.
Was that worth an early wake up?
It's a perfect way to wake up. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Our pleasure. Merry Christmas, guys.
Freaky food.
Friday. It's freaky food. Friday. After an absence, because you were away last time we were doing this.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a break, but we have come back and we've got an awesome prize up for grabs for people who suggest their freaky foods.
It's almost a grand's worth of Scanpan induction cookware, thanks to The Cook's Kitchen.
Yeah, so all you have to do is suggest your freaky food. You can do that at coastlive.com.au. And this week, Shannon G and Michelle have both suggested this one, so we thought it'd only be right if we give it a go.
Yeah. Now, Michelle said she's eaten this from when she was little. Peanut butter and sliced onion.
Disgusting.
Now, Shannon said sliced... Sorry, that was Michelle for that one, but Shannon said sliced pickled onions, and that was an option that
also
I thought...
Also disgusting.
Well, you know, I'm just slicing some now.
That is gross. They're like eyeballs.
Well, yeah, but I thought it would be more doable for me to sit here and try and put... I can
smell them. The whole shit smells like vinegar.
A whole onion, that could be really bad.
My stomach's hurting just looking at that.
Okay, so I half prepared this earlier, which is why it looks a little bit on the mank side.
That looks disgusting. You ripped some bread off.
Actually, also, so it's a little bit soggy because it's been in from last night. There's peanut butter on there.
The pickled onion.
And I may have gone wrong here because they look all right. $1 cheaper for these pickled onions.
Gross, so they've been in the jar since 1920.
Could be.
All right, get it in there.
If I don't make it through this, wish my family Merry Christmas.
Yep. Okay. Oh, you're going to hear them. That is... Oh. What flavours are you getting? A lot of vinegar, I'd imagine.
Vinegar and peanut.
Vinegar and peanut. And what's that like for you?
Ooh. Mmm.
I tell you what, don't breathe on anyone for the rest of the day. You are going to stink.
It's not as bad as I thought. I actually thought it'd be... Hang on, I'm going to need another one.
Well, what is it like? Come on, give us...
It's a savoury experience.
All right, well, out of 10, what are you going to give it?
I thought I was going to rate this really badly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be awful. I'd give it a 6.
Really?
I mean, again, it's. I wouldn't do it again.
6 out of 10. So peanut butter, pickled onion, in a sandwich, Shannon G, the Shannon G experience.
And Michelle. I'll eat all of this. Mm-hmm. I'm finishing this sandwich. So there we go.
I feel ill just looking at that.
Two of you could be amongst the winners for suggesting.
Shannon G and Michelle for suggesting your peanut butter and onion sandwich. You could win the Scam Pan cookware set, all thanks to the Cook's Kitchen.
There's a link on the website. You can also leave comments underneath this video. Yeah, you know what? Not bad.
You're pretty happy with yourself, aren't you? Look at you.
That was a better experience than I expected.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Once more for the year, Nikki.
Yes, last one for the year. How exciting.
Getting emotional.
Oh, Macaulay Culkin, he has revived his Home Alone character, Kevin McAllister, in a new ad for Google. Now, the ad shows Culkin using a Google Assistant to put Operation Kevin into action to stop the would-be robbers of his childhood home. The assistant turns on lights, locks doors, sets mannequins roaming around the room, including a life-size cutout of Kevin Durant, replacing the movie's original Michael Jordan cutout.
Mom? Dad? Hey, Google, what's on my calendar today?
You have one event called House to Yourself.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Google, add aftershave to my shopping list. Hey, Google, remind me to clean these sheets later.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Too bad AC ain't
Someone's at the front door.
What do I owe you?
Looks like you paid online.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Google, begin Operation Kevin.
Operation Kevin underway.
Better get out of here before somebody sees us.
Oh, that brings back memories.
It really is great. You've got to watch it.
Nice.
Black Sabbath is set to receive a Lifetime Achievement Grammy in May.
Hey.
Other artists set to be honoured on the day also include George Clinton, Billy Eckstein, Donny Hathaway and Julio Iglesias.
Julio. It's Julio Iglesias.
Okay, the ceremony will be...
That's his dad, you know, the other
Iglesias. Yeah, the other...
Enrique.
Enrique, that's the one.
Yeah.
The ceremony will be held on May 11 in LA. Now, Hayley Steinfeld appeared on a recent episode of Jimmy Fallon and played beat battle with the host, belting out some tunes.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is I gotta keep getting blood from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's right. Trying to holler at me.
What have I done to deserve this?
I'm in love with the shape of you. You push and pull like a magnet do. Now my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I.
Hey! In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Love that. Always a bit of fun on Jimmy Fallon, isn't
it? He's good.
And finishing off with neighbourhood battles, they affect even the best of us, including the biggest celebs, with Robbie Williams winning the fight to install an underground pool in his London home after his neighbour, Led Zeppelin frontman, Jimmy Page, objected to the installation going ahead. The go-ahead has been granted with the condition that the construction doesn't hurt Page's mansion. Williams might also be made to cough up some money in advance. The planning committee has suggested the two artists find a way to talk in person.
Do you think if anyone could get on?
That is so funny. It's because their mansions are so big, they can't find the way out.
Nikki and Zamello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay, staying on a food theme, being a Friday, Ohio State University students can now take a break from studying for exams and pick up a snack from the uni's newest vending machine. What do you think's in it?
Oh, something weird. There's been a pizza vending machine before.
It's a bit more specifically meat. This one dispenses bacon.
Bacon, just bacon.
Yep.
Are there different varieties of bacon or just the one?
Yeah. Okay. Senior Sarah Page, who studies meat science.
Of course.
I love it.
Meat science. Is that a degree?
That's a degree.
What?
Says the bacon vending machine at the College of Food, Agriculture and Environmental Science.
Oh, College of Food. Yeah. Dedicated to food.
Has turned out to be even more popular than expected. It can be restocked 4 or 5 times a day.
I would hope so. I wouldn't want meat sitting in there longer than that.
But it offers cooked bacon strips and bacon bits for $1.
$1, that's a bargain.
I like it. I want one here.
Wow.
And you know what? It's also reinforced my thoughts. I have entrepreneurial ideas occasionally, right?
Mm.
I imagined I could have, you know how they've got ice cream vans?
Yeah.
The meat van.
Don't they do that?
Kind of like the lamb van, but drives around the neighbourhoods offering like lamb shanks and cooked meat. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure there's one that does raw meat.
I've got a name. Mm. I want to be Signor Sausage. I come round, they offer you meat.
Signor Sausage.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No.
Sound like you're in the Mardi Gras.